Right, so we'll get started. Hello, we're going to do another Christmas episode, but we've got a guest this time. We've got Ellie. If anybody hasn't seen Ellie before, I first seen her on Facebook and she's absolutely hilarious. And we'll talk about that in a bit. This is pre-recorded, which confuses me because I'm talking in the future and recording in the past and it muddles in my head. But we'll just get into it. So, how did you first get into doing sort of social media and things like that?
Oh gosh, right. So I started doing online sales. So I did start in a network marketing company 10 years ago, and I didn't even realize that I'd enjoy doing videos or content or anything like that. I tried this product, I liked it, and I started selling it, right? But when I started doing the videos, I realized I actually loved doing the videos. Fast forward a little bit, lives became invented because lives weren't a thing when I first started on
Right,
social
okay.
media. And then as soon as I'd like done a few lives, that were it. I was hooked on the lives and I ended up building my page and doing loads of crazy videos and pulling away from the online selling, and it all became about just content
Ah,
creating.
right, okay. Did I hear you saying before that you were you one of the first ones to test doing live, or was it something else you were?
I was in the first handful of people to test subscribers. So you
Oh,
can
right,
have
okay.
Facebook subscribers,
Yeah.
and then they did stars. And I was in like the beta group, so we were the ones testing it all to
Right,
see if they were
okay.
going to keep it. And yeah, so that were about 7 years ago now. I've had subscribers on Facebook because yeah, we tested it and then they kept it.
So do you quite enjoy doing the whole live stuff? Or
I
do you
did.
prefer doing pre-recorded?
I loved lives. I used to actually be called, my page was called Ellie Norcliffe Real Lives because
That's right,
I
yeah.
just loved the lives and it was amazing. And then something went wrong with my page
I
and
remember.
we had a horrendous time, and I couldn't reach anybody. I was demonetized and they did that for 12 months and
Was
it
that 3 years
kind of
ago, 2 years ago?
That was probably about 4 years ago
It's as
now.
long as that. I remember it happening, I just didn't realise it was as long as that.
It might be just under 4 years ago, but it was for a year that it happened.
That's right, yeah.
So it kind of like threw me a little bit, and I did go into a bit of a downward spiral. Like it really affected me mentally because to have like an amazing following and come on and do your job and you've got thousands of people watching you, to go to like you've got 50 people watching you, you can't help but beat yourself up. You think it's
Yeah.
me.
And it's not just that, that was your job, and that was, I suppose, your part of your income as
Yeah.
well, so that was affected.
It became my job, and alongside we built a company. I had a clothing
That's
accessories
right.
company. So it all kind of happened at the same time. I got this company, we set it up, it was going good. And then everything was growing and amazing. And I just felt like this is it, it's all going, you know? And then it just crashed, and I kind of lost everything, really. And I couldn't run the company because I'd got myself so into a black hole, and I closed the company down, and it was just like it felt like everything was falling apart, and I'd built this thing and I'd felt like accomplished, and then I just felt like nothing.
Do you think you got to a point where you just kept looking negative and you couldn't see, I suppose, the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I have always tried to stay positive, but it was like one thing after another. So it was like, you know, I'd set up the company, then I got demonetized, then my page just wasn't working. I had to try and set up another one. And then I got a chronic illness. So it was just like bang, bang, bang. Every time I
Yeah.
tried to like, oh, be positive, it's all gonna be fine.
Because
I'm grateful.
yeah, I remember when you set up another page to try and see if that would rectify, well, not rectify, but move everybody over there to see if you could kind of go back to. And then you were like, oh, but that one's working. And then you were getting yourself confused, weren't you? Because you've
Oh, I
got.
had two subscriber sections, three pages. It was just a nightmare because then the other page got demonetized, and then nobody on the original page could see my new page. So it didn't really work
Were
I
you not
really
moving some of the content over to the new page and then they were saying that's
unoriginal.
copyright? Yeah,
Yeah,
unoriginal, that's
unoriginal
right.
content. So I got kept getting done for that, and then my subscribers wasn't working, and then subscribers were moving, and then they were having to move back. And it was at one point I had like 1700 subscribers before that happened, and then it was down to like 300. They all like got lost and moved, and people got obviously just got fed up of like moving from one to other, and I just couldn't find people anymore. And I still get to this day, I'll go on TikTok and they'll say, "I've not seen you for years. Where
That's
did you
right, because I
go?"
see people commenting that. I know it's a shame because I know myself, I've got you on as one of my favorites, so you should show up first, and you don't always. And sometimes I'll get a notification that you're live when you're out walking. I don't always get a notification when you're live, so it's mad the way it works.
I know they hide you sometimes. I do feel like with all social media platforms, I think they give you followers as well. I think they give you bot
Right,
followers
okay.
at certain times, and it boosts you up and boosts your algorithm, and then put
If
you
you're
out.
listening, Facebook, can you give me some followers, please?
I really believe this is what they do, and
Yeah.
then all of a sudden they'll start taking them away because you'll notice
Right,
like
okay.
followers shoot up, and a lot of them
Yeah.
are genuine, but it's weird how then. Few months down the line, you'll get in a bad spell, and then they're like drop, 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 drop. It's really hard. It's like they control you,
Oh,
and it
definitely.
can affect your
I
mental.
noticed that on TikTok as well. Like, you know how much drama there is on TikTok. Everybody's fighting with somebody, and I don't like that, and I avoid it like the plague. I try and look up, like, follow people like yourself that are funny, or people that sing or dance or whatever else, to try and keep it more sort of peaceful. You still see something, but then because you're in that algorithm of everything's going well, you don't get put out there. Nobody sees you, and it's just it's constant. They want to push everybody that's doing wrong.
Yeah, that's a massive thing at the moment, especially I find on TikTok. It's all about the drama. Like, if you're not creating drama and you're not on there begging 24/7, battling,
Yeah.
battling, begging, because I'm not against gifting and
No.
battling, you know.
The way I explained it to somebody once, because not just on TikTok, but on Facebook and wherever else, like if you've got subscribers or whatever, and you know yourself, because people have said it to you many times, social media isn't a job, but it is, because for somebody like you who's putting out content, you're doing videos which takes time, or you're reviewing stuff which you're buying things in, you're maybe doing singing or whatever it is you're doing. If you were to put on a show, and even if it was in a pub, people would still need to pay £10 to come and see you. So they're watching you on live. Just because they're watching you on live doesn't mean to say that you have to give it out for free. And that sounds wrong, but you know what I mean? I don't mean that
No,
kind of give it
100%. 100%. That's a comment that we get a lot. Get a proper job or get a real job. And from my heart, hand on heart, I have had nearly every job go in because I worked while I were even doing my GCSEs at school, and I
Yeah,
always
I've the
worked for
same.
the people until I started the online selling and I started doing it all full time on social media. I'd always been employed, and I've done all sorts of jobs, and I can honestly say it's been the hardest thing that I've ever done. Yes, I've loved it, and it's creative and it's brilliant and it's fantastic having your own hours and being your own
Yeah.
boss. But all the downsides of it, like you've got no control over how your job's going to go, no matter how hard you work. You've got no control over like the hate campaigns against you and the trolls and the
Yeah.
negativity and illness and you know your own mental state as well, how it can affect that. It is a very, very difficult thing to keep going.
You've got to be very strong-willed, and you've got to be a certain type of person, I personally think, to survive on social media. And
100%.
you are, and you've got a strong family behind you. You've got your husband, you've got your mum, and you've got your mother-in-law, and you've got good friends. So you've got them who will be there for you. But there might be some people that are doing social media because they're maybe a single parent, or it's maybe trying to take a bit of power back from their life because they've left a certain relationship or whatever. And it could take one thing just to break them.
Yeah, personally, I think it's harder for me having a family and having a partner. If I was single and on my own completely,
You'd have
I'd
no
let
time.
Rick do what I want. But it all affects your kids, it
Yeah.
affects
I
your husband.
suppose there's different ways to look at it, isn't there?
Yeah, I can understand both ways. Like, yeah, I've got a great support network, but not always. Like, Me and my husband are very, very different when it comes to social media. He does not like social
Right,
media.
okay.
So I've had to do all this whilst married to someone that's like,
Hates it.
maybe you need to go and do something else. They're not always the most supportive, your family. I love him and he loves me, but we've got different views when it
Different
comes to social.
outlooks. And that's the thing, like a 9-to-5 job or working in a shop or working in an office isn't for everybody. Like yourself, you've been diagnosed with, is it ADHD you've been diagnosed with?
Yeah, a few,
Yeah.
yeah, a few.
So that would affect that would affect you in a normal job, I suppose. Like my youngest, he's going to be 18, so he's still at school just now, but he's been diagnosed autistic, and that's one of my concerns. I don't think he'll be able to work in a normal job, and it might be that he'll be the same as myself and have to work for himself or come work for me or whatever. And it is a worry because you, regardless of all these different diagnoses, you've still got bills to pay at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is hard. It is a worry. You never really know if you're going to have a good month, bad month, really bad month. And you can put all the content out there, but if the algorithm says no, you're not earning.
Yeah.
So it is scary.
And you've still got to do that while having a smile on your face, although you might not feel
Oh,
that way.
you've always got to be positive. You
And
can't
then,
always be positive.
no,
No,
you
when it
can't. I know.
you've
I
got to be
mean,
real
sometimes
and
you come on and you've had a wee Prosecco or two.
yeah, I try not to drink when I'm live and things because it never does me any good, but I love to go live and have a drink. It's like a catch 22.
Yeah, that's it, because we get to see you a bit more relaxed as well. And I think as long as you've got the right people in your sort of room at the time watching what you're doing, it's fine. It's when you get the wrong ones in and they come in and then they might just say one thing to trigger you. And we're all like it when we've got a drink in us. We just start speaking what
I always say
we would normally do.
you should never drink and live. I always say don't drink and live. But with my subscribers, I'll go on and Conrad will both go on, we'll have a drink, we'll do quizzes, we'll and it's fine, we let his hair down and I never really seem to have any problems on there. I feel
Yeah.
like it's a proper community. It's like my therapy. I feel like I know everybody, even though there'll probably be a
That's it.
few that's just
Oh,
there,
of
just
course, there always
rock.
is.
But on there, I just feel like I can completely be me. So I am lucky to have that because it is like another support network. And I just feel like I know everybody and I'm safe in there. And if I could just do subscribers all the time, I would. But then you've got to keep your page going, you see.
That's it. You've got to keep that going because people that aren't subscribed to you want them to see you because they could be your future subscribers as well. So I know you said that Conrad doesn't like doing the videos, doesn't like doing social media, but you do tend to bring him into your videos quite a lot. How did you manage that?
Bribery.
Not asking you what you bribed him with.
Yeah, you can guess. What does every man like? Two
Exactly.
things, food
We all
and
know the weight of their heart.
bribery. Not all the time. He wants to support me. He wants me to do well, and he'd love to like see me completely turn it all around and get back to where I was, but. He's still very uncomfortable on camera. He doesn't like doing the sketches. He doesn't like doing the eating challenges. He don't like people watching him. He don't
Eating
like his small
challenges are
friends.
funny because you always get him to start it. And then when it's your turn, you always make him do your turn because you're like, no, not no, can't do it, can't do it.
He
And
always
then he
wins.
starts shouting
He always wins the challenges. I'm not very good at the eating hot things. I'm good at other things.
I will not go there today.
Which
This is
is
for
why he comes
Christmas.
on videos.
That's why he comes along for the
He comes along, yeah.
ride. You've done a few videos with somebody new recently, and there was one the other day where it was you were getting a psychic reading, and Conrad was sitting in the corner being your deceased, whatever. I could not stop laughing because you know that way You know, we if somebody's followed you for long enough, we know what he's like. We
Yeah.
know the way he speaks to you and things. So see the things that he was saying, although it was scripted, I
He'd
could
say
actually
it.
imagine him saying that. I messaged you, I think I said it on your, I commented on it and I say, I think Conrad's been holding that in for a while.
Said it to him while we were here, while we were all filming it. I says, "Blimmin' hell!" I says, "Is this all just true?" We were just laughing his heads off. I mean, it wasn't all true, but yeah, he does. He is grumpy.
Well, listen, if he goes first, you'll find out if it's true or not.
Yeah, can't wait to get rid of me.
So you're starting, you've done, are you doing more sketches with that person?
Yeah, Trigger Central. So Trigger Central, I found on TikTok. I was literally just scrolling on TikTok and I saw him as Florin because he does all characters and I do all characters. So we're like kindred spirits and I found him and he does online readings as this pretend psychic and I
Oh,
was just
it's so
howling.
funny.
I was howling watching him and followed him and then he messaged me to say he'd watched my stuff and we want to do a collaboration, but there'll
Brilliant.
be a lot more from me and him now
Oh, that's
because
amazing.
yeah,
You
we're
are
just like
good
the same
together. You
group.
just kind of gel. It's actually two of you just are the same on the same page.
We have the same brain. We have the
Yeah.
same brain, yeah.
I
And
was
Connor got
actually.
on with him really well as well, which is nice.
Yeah. Because that involves him in it as well, although you don't. It, not on the social media side, and it's a personal side
It
of
does involve him. It is weird. I mean, it's the only job really where you'd be having a laugh and chatting with another bloke. Do you know what I mean? And meeting up with this random bloke who was coming to our. And Con were a little bit off about it at first. He was like, "I don't really want a random bloke coming to house. Like, we've got kids and we don't know."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I just know he's all right because I says I've spoke to
You get a
him."
good sense.
But it is quite funny because I was saying to Conrad, "Well, you've got no to worry about because he's gay." Because I thought he were gay because Florin, his character, is
Yeah, he's
gay, but
very
he's not gay.
funky. No.
He's got a partner.
Well, just before, about an hour ago, I think it was, I seen him, and he's on the bus and he's going to a Prodigy concert with his daughter and everything. And yeah, he
He's.
was like going on about the names of the shops and everything. It's like some people, they just don't have imagination basically to name a shop. They just say it as it
Yeah,
is. So.
he's going to Prodigy. Yeah, but that's a new friend that, and I
Good.
think we will be doing a lot of content.
It can be quite worrying as well in that side because you do have a big following. So it's, you can be, I suppose you can be worried that people are using you to get the following.
I've never ever worried about that. I'm
Right,
not
okay.
that
I know
kind of
some
person.
people do.
Like, I will collaborate with anyone. I love collaborating. I've collaborated with quite a few people. Matt Massett, who's amazing, who does characters, who does Brenda, he's
Yeah, I've seen
fantastic.
the ones as well, yeah.
I've collabed with him. You know, I went to his house. I'd never met him before, and I went all the way to London on my own and things like that because I was so honoured. I always feel like, and this is a part of my problem with my ADHD, I always feel like I'm not as good as everybody else. Like, they're going to worry that I'm going to steal their following. Like,
Right,
I always
okay.
look, no
So
matter how big my
do you
following
almost
gets.
feel as if you're accepted when somebody asks you to collab with
Yeah.
them?
Yeah.
Right,
I've never
okay.
asked anyone to collab with me. I'd
Right.
always wait till they asked me
Yeah.
to do something, you know?
It's hard because you hear it all the time in TikTok. I mean, I go on about TikTok because it is so toxic, but that's all you ever hear on there is, oh, they just want to like go live with me or battle with me because I've got a following, they want my following. So that's what makes me think that it almost puts you off asking anybody to, like, for instance, come on the podcast in case they think you're just using them for their following because numbers don't really do it for me. I love doing my podcast, but I've got a therapy business as well, which I love. So I just love talking. So I do coaching. I do hands-on therapies as well, but I prefer the counselling, the coaching, and the podcast because I like to talk. I mean, I a house with two boys and nobody talks. Like everybody's in their rooms playing their PlayStations and I'm just sitting there going like, right, who can I talk to?
Talk to me. I love to talk. My dog's going to start barking now. Sorry, he's heard a
That's all
noise.
right, don't worry.
Oh,
Get
poor
involved.
friend. Because he's got that boxer. Shh. Stop it.
Just wants in on the action.
It's really annoying when he starts because I don't stop. What were we saying? It's put me right off.
We're talking
Loved
about,
off.
yeah, like nobody talk, like in my house, nobody
Collaborated.
talking, the collaborations and things, yeah.
Never feel scared to ask anybody because
I've almost got over that, but I think it depends where you have first come across on, like Facebook. I might feel a bit more comfortable asking somebody than I would on TikTok unless they know I followed them for a while. Because obviously I followed you on Facebook for a good number of years, I think about 5 years maybe, 6 years, and then TikTok, since you've went to TikTok, I followed you on there. But then there's some people I've only just met them on. I've only just come across them on TikTok, and you maybe be like, don't know if I want to ask you.
Everyone's really nice. Oh, I've worked with, and I've met loads of content creators. I've got loads of friends, and they're all so lovely. I've not really had a bad run-in with, well, just a couple, which we won't talk about.
So,
But
yeah.
like, I've been burnt a couple of times, and I've trusted people, and then realised that they're
That's
not
part of
here.
life though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That like you're always going to bump into people, whether you work with them or they're a neighbour or whatever else. There's always going to be somebody who's just a bit more difficult than anybody else.
Yeah, I have been fortunate though, and people have asked, collaborate with me and things, and we've done all sorts over the time. We did the handbags for heroes. You see, we were really excited about that because we thought, wow, this is going to be huge, and then it kind of flopped. But
Right,
but
okay.
yeah, to be asked, and then that's how I got to know like Stephanie Aird and Dee Maxwell, and we built incredible friendships with them. It's sometimes you do things. Or you meet certain people and they bring other people into your life as well.
Yeah, there's
Yeah.
nothing else that you can do. So, are you sorted for Christmas?
Actually, yes, I'm nearly done, which is really good for me. And normally I'm wrapping everything on Christmas Eve, and I've wrapped everything as it's come. So I've done well this time. I'm completely organised.
There you go. I know I'm not. I never. Well, I kind of. I don't know what I bought. I know I've got main presents for the two boys, and I know I've got some bits. But I actually don't know what I've got, and I've not got a lot this year because I've got my youngest 18th on Saturday, and I'm just like, I need to go into the cupboard, pull everything out because everything's just piled in a cupboard that I
Mine's
use.
all in a
So
cupboard,
I've
but
got
it's
this
packed.
one cupboard that I use for like all the jackets, for all my clothes. For
Shit, I call it.
yeah, It's got all the DVDs, it's got all my perfume, it's got everything in it. And then you've just got this pile of, so you've got two rail, a rail at each side of it. So you've got
Piles of
like
who?
see each so shoulders almost touching each other from each side of the rail, and then you've got the boxes for the Christmas presents piled on top of each shoulder. And I'm like, that's not going to fall one day.
Yeah, I've literally got them all wrapped up and they're all shoved in that same cupboard, and then the duvets in there on top and pillows and all sorts.
Me.
It's a right mess.
It's just it's mum life, isn't
Yeah, just shut it
it?
all away.
Yeah. So what have you got coming in the new year?
Well, lots more to come with Trigger. So
Good.
we've got a lot more sketch ideas for a lot of maybe some new characters as well. So there's that coming. I've spoke about maybe a podcast myself.
That'll be amazing. You would be really, really good as a podcast host, though.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I can't shut up and I talk over people, so I don't know how that might work.
Well, you know, if you need any kind of tips or whatever, how to
I
get it all
try.
started, but you'll know how to do it. I mean, I'm rubbish
I
with it. I don't know
don't.
how I managed to get this up and running. I genuinely don't. Like, the first time I went to record, I bought all the equipment and everything, and I was saying to my son, because he's the wee tech geek, and I'm saying to him, can you help me? Went, no, you can just figure it out for yourself. And I was like, you what? He's like, try it yourself first, and then if you don't know what you're doing, I might help you. And I was like, okay, autistic brain, thanks.
I don't have a clue how you set up a podcast. I was supposed to set up a podcast this year, with two of my friends, but we haven't got round to it. I don't know if that'll happen, and me and Trigger have been talking about it, so maybe that's gonna happen. And what else do what else? Oh yeah, I want a proper job as well. I'm trying to get a proper job
No.
because we want to move house next year.
So
Right.
to get a God,
mortgage, I
you've just
don't
been
want to.
talking about that.
Yeah, it's hard getting a mortgage when you're self-employed. It's a
Yep,
nightmare. So
definitely, because obviously I'm self-employed as well and have been for almost 13 years.
it's a
I had
nightmare.
another job to start off, another business to start off with, but because I've got fibromyalgia and arthritis and everything else, I was doing printing and making gifts, and I can't use my hands anymore as much. So then I had to retrain because I knew that business was going to have to shut down. So I retrained into doing counselling and whatever. And yeah, it's just, I think we're going to have to privately. I don't think I'll be able to get, because it's just me and the two boys. So I was looking today and I'm like, I found a house, but I just need to work out if I can afford it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's scary though.
Well, we've got a mortgage, but we want a new one and we
Yeah.
want a bigger house. So if I'm employed, it'll help on paper.
Well, even if you just get a job until you get your mortgage,
Yeah, well,
yeah.
that's the plan, because we'll have a spare room and then I can start doing my TikTok shop because I'm doing that as well. So that's building. So I
See,
want.
I've got that on the podcast page, but I'm rubbish at remembering to do videos for it because I'm too busy. I'm trying to do the podcast page, then I forget about doing the therapy page. Then there's something else. Give me
Oh,
one
I know.
second. Oh, I've
Get
lost you.
overwhelmed.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to pause this a minute and see if this works so that it doesn't. Welcome back. Told you I'm crap with technology. Oh,
We're back. It's all right. Where were we?
I don't even know anymore. Yeah,
So,
so
yeah,
you're going.
basically, collaborate instead of compete, you
Yes.
know?
So
That's
you're
what
going to
I,
do
that's
more
my
stuff
motto.
with Trigger. I was going to say Trigger Happy, Trigger Central in the new year.
Trigger Central and hopefully other people. I was hoping to do more stuff with Dee and Steph, but Dee's lost a page on
Oh, has
Facebook,
she?
so I don't know. Yeah, so I don't
Well,
know
obviously,
what's
I've not
happening
seen her
there.
for a long time. I think the last time I seen Dee, she was just starting to get a wee bit menopausal.
Yeah, well, I'm
Like the rest
perimenopausal.
of
It's
us.
bloody awful.
Don't.
Blooming awful.
Yep, we've got the patch, we've got the tab, but yeah, we've got a wee bit of everything going on here. I think if you were to shake me just now, I would rattle. I'm taking that many
Yeah.
tablets. Because you get
And I've like stopped tablets.
you need to be careful. Because you've got
Yeah, I've
other
stopped my
anaesthetic, yeah?
IIH one. Yeah, so I got I diagnosed with IIH about 3.5 years ago.
I
I
remember
had
that as well, yeah.
the jab.
Yeah.
Had the jab, and then about 4 months after that, I started like seeing double vision and having headaches, but I never felt well after the jab. I never felt well. I went right downhill. I'd lost weight and everything. I was doing so well, and then I had that, and I was poorly, and then it just kept going from bad to worse. And then I had these headaches and double vision, and I went to the optician because I just couldn't see properly, and they sent me straight to the hospital, and then they sent me to another hospital, and then they diagnosed me with a brain clot. And then they injected me for the brain clot for 3 days. And then they said, "We don't think you've got a brain clot. We think you've got this IIH." And that was that. But I still feel a bit weird about the whole thing because IIH, you can get into cranial hypertension from a stroke or a clot or a seizure. So I always think, well, did I have that? And that's what caused it, you
And that's
know?
what started it all off. But I remember one of the videos, I think you were going to like Tesco or something and you had to wear glasses and you didn't want to wear glasses
Oh,
because
yeah,
you
it was
resented to wear them,
really
did you?
bad. At first, it was really bad, and I couldn't see, and I couldn't cope with any like ring lights or anything. Now I sit
Right,
under them
okay.
now, but it always makes my head a bit funny. And contact lenses, my eyes were so dry and sore, and I couldn't
Yeah.
cope with them. And they told me to wear glasses for a while, but I've got my contacts back in now.
The
I've come off
ash.
medication.
That's it though. Like sometimes you just because I've had a lot of mental health problems since my early 20s, late teens, something like that. And I mean, I was really bad with my mental health. I was suicidal, I was getting sectioned, everything. I had a bad eating disorder for over 20 years, whatever. But I can't wear contact lenses either. because of my eyes. But what that's not even what I was going to say. See, menopausal brain fog. What I was going to say was I used to come off my all my medications as well, because I don't know what medications you were on, but like some antidepressants, I'd be like, I'm fine, I'm better, because
I'm no good on
you
him.
felt normal. And I'd be putting them down the sink and everything else, because everybody wants you is checking that you've put your tablets. I'd put them down the sink, so I'm like, I don't need these.
I've
I'm
done all
fine.
that.
The next
The
thing, doctors want to stick you in the local psychiatric unit, and you're like, right, maybe I do need them. So I'd go on them for another wee while, and it was
got
just a
enough.
vicious circle, and then I'd come back off them myself again.
Yeah.
I'm on them just now. I know now. I can tell when I need them and when I don't, and I'm on them just now. And it's not necessarily because I'm the way I was back then. I know when I need to start, because I know when I can see it starting to kind of go into that wee snowball effect. And I had a bug a couple of months ago. And no, it wasn't, that's a lie. It was a really bad migraine, and it went on for weeks and weeks. And it got to the point I was that busy taking painkillers, I was forgetting to take my antidepressants. I hadn't took them for 10 days. I started having like visions and almost
Hallucinating.
psychosis. Yeah, almost like a psychosis. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? Like, started sweat panicking, and you don't know if the sweats are for the menopause or whatever else. And then I thought, I've not took the tablets, and that's this. It's that
Yeah.
vicious cycle.
They affect you. I've got kind of a phobia of medication. I don't like being on any medication. I always feel like it's doing something else to me, and I'm quite paranoid, and I've got health anxiety anyway. And when I was taking the medication for the IIH, I took it for 3 years. I started to get excruciating stomach pains just out of nowhere every time I took the tablet. And I just thought, this is doing me more harm than good. Maybe it's my body telling me I don't need them anymore. Because you can, like, with IIH, it's a lifelong thing, but you can, like, have periods where they call it remission, where you're okay and your pressure's all right. So feel like I'm there now, although I do still get headaches, but I feel a lot better now than I did when I first got diagnosed. But the neurologist, they've just left me. Like, they're supposed to see you every single year. I've not seen her for nearly 2 years. I went to the doctor's the other day, so they've referred me again to go and see her because I shouldn't be off my medication.
Well, that's that, isn't it? My dad had a double heart bypass. It's gone on, I think it's 2.5 years now, or is it coming up in 2 years? I can't remember. No, it's coming up in 2 years, sorry. He's not had, is it coming up in 3? I don't even know anyway. He's had it a couple of years ago. He's not even had a 1 year check after having a double bypass.
They're so bad.
It's
My
terrible.
dad's got Parkinson's. They just leave him. They don't, you know, they do. He's supposed to see Parkinson's nurse all the time. Nothing. They don't care. He's had loads of problems with mobility and everything, and just nobody cares. I feel like there's just such a lack of care now within the world. I think since COVID, everybody just became desensitized to people's pain and trauma because it was such a traumatic thing for everybody to go through. Like nurses, doctors, and everything, that it's desensitized them to.
I know it's like I talk a lot about stop judging people, regardless of what end of the spectrum you're at. You'll be people that will judge because you've seen the girl down the road on social media and she's spending £10,000 on her kids at Christmas, but then you've got the other girl down the road that's not even got a tenner to put in her electricity. And one end of the spectrum is judging another, and it's like just everybody stop judging each other, and just if you don't like it, just
I wish.
like social media, just scroll by it. I contacted my MP. This is how angry it gets me, because I don't know if you read the stories, but there's been like teenagers and things that have took their own life, even 10-year-olds taking their own life because of what's been said to them on social media or what's been said in school or whatever else. And I contacted my MP and I said something needs to be done about this. It's not even just the people taking their own life. Like on TikTok, we were talking earlier about the gifting. Everybody's entitled to gift. It's the begging. Like you
But
have,
it's quite
if you want to be my
scary.
friend, if you want to be in my life, then gift. I've put their own life because of that. If you
People are targeting vulnerable people.
Yeah. And if you fall out with somebody on TikTok, they all start spreading a rumor they're a paedophile. And I'm like, wait, why is everybody
Oh,
suddenly calling each other
that word. Paedophile, narcissist, gaslighter, they get thrown around so easy now, and it literally ruin somebody's life.
And yeah, and
Choosing
probably
a
what half the
survivor.
people that are saying, accusing somebody of being whatever they're accusing them of, probably don't even know what the word means.
It's just terrible. And there's kids on there and, talking rubbish, and they're seeing stuff as well on there, all these adults arguing and carrying on, and the begging is unbelievable. They sit there. I've never been comfortable with the gifting on TikTok because the gifts are so expensive. Like, if
Yeah.
someone's gifting things that cost in a penny or a pound, do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
that's different, but you've got ones that are sending
500
things
pounds.
at 350, £500, and I'm like,
I
who bought that?
know.
And then I'm not going to name the person, but you'll know who they are when I start talking about them. And they're constantly saying that they're famous and they're this and they're that and the next thing. And then I seen a video about her this morning, and she was saying, I don't care that that person who was my biggest gifter doesn't have any money. Is that my problem? I need money. Like, I need him to gift me,
Don't
and he
care.
wants to be my friend. And that's vile.
They don't even care if people are vulnerable. They don't care. They
No.
just want the money from anywhere and anyone, and they don't care how they get it. But don't you feel like the whole world is going like that? I mean, I'm like you. I don't think we should judge and things like that. And OnlyFans and things like that, it's normal now, isn't it? It is literally like prostitution that's
Yeah.
normal.
But at the same time, I've never judged anybody that's been in that industry either, because they're in it for a reason, whether it be for drugs or whether it be because they're being forced into it or whether it be because I used to drive one of my aunties up home on a Saturday night if she'd be at my mum's, and we would drive past a lot of girls that were kind of working the streets, and I'd always feel like my heart breaks for them because
Me
some of them
too.
are being forced into it, or some of them are drug addicts, or they've had their children taken off them, sorry. Or they just think that they're not worthy of anything else, and that's all that they're
But
worth. And
when
it's
you're an empath, that's what you do. You always put yourself in
yeah.
their shoes and see it from their eyes, which is a great thing to do. I don't mean it's terrible that people do OnlyFans. I
No, no.
mean it's the fact that it's normal.
Yeah, people
It's
think yeah.
normalizing a lot of things that aren't
Although
really normal.
I do like to annoy my boys sometimes, so I do keep saying to them, I'm going to start up an OnlyFans for fat old grannies. I'm not quite a granny yet, but we're getting there.
Be awful.
And he's like, see you. Or one of the things my oldest keeps saying, because he's heard a couple of my friends from school who he's friends with, like their sons, and they're all around about the same age. So one of them fell pregnant when our oldest was 22. My mum's friend's daughter fell pregnant when our oldest was 26 or 27. So he's having a heart attack because he's 25, and he's like, last night he sent to me something about somebody was wanting a baby or trying for a baby or something. He's like, but she's too old. I mean, she's ages with you. And I said, do you know I could still have a baby if I want? If you just want to test me, I will get pregnant. And he's like, no. And that's it, that I just keep annoyed because every time somebody says to me, you're too old for it, and I'm like, do you want me to prove I'm not?
Yeah, if you want to do it, like that's like me, defiant. I'll prove you wrong.
Yep, I will be pregnant in a week.
OnlyFans, but it was just because my supporters couldn't subscribe to me on there or there, so I set up
But
in
that's the
there.
thing, it does work for some people, and I suppose it depends
Wasn't
on.
for that. I did not do that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I suppose it depends on your nature as a person and how far you're willing to go. I mean, I was telling somebody,
Definitely not for me.
no, it's not for me either, but. You'll probably get it as well. Every time I go into TikTok and there's like stuff in your message request, and it's, would you like a sugar daddy? And I'm like, well, I'd like the money, but I don't want to do anything for it. Like, can we just be friends?
I always get them. I think they just fake them
Oh,
messages.
they're 100% free. I had one
The
guy.
spammers that I had him on the other day, I was chatting back and I was saying, I'm from planet you're a cunt. Like, you are insinuating, and he kept talking back to me. Oh,
And
that's
half of
nice.
them are probably just robots, but I had one, and it was literally he. I didn't even accept his messages, so he couldn't even see I was reading the messages. And it was, how are you? And do you want to talk to me? And it was like every 10 minutes, I was getting a
All
message, and it
scamming.
was getting to that point, oh my God, this is actually quite creepy. And it might not have been his photo, but the photo on it was, it looked quite creepy. I had to report him. and get him blocked with, and I was like, can somebody do something with him?
Loads of
Because I
them.
feel like he's going to turn up at my door.
There's loads of them. They're awful. So I've had some stalkerish things. I've had some terrible people. I've had some awful haters that have done weird stuff. Honestly.
That's the side of social media that worries me, is
Dangerous.
between, especially somebody like you that is bigger and out there and all over the
Yeah,
place
I
and
don't
stuff like
see
that.
myself as being big. I see myself as being a tiny content creator. This is what it's like, isn't it?
Yeah,
We always.
that's it. And it's what's, I suppose, how your head works, because you don't think that you're worthy, I suppose. So you don't
Feel
think
like
that
I'm
you
no
are.
one.
And that's it. I think partly that's our age and our generation. Like the generation, like my son's generation after us, my son who's 25, although my two boys are not interested in social media at all, they don't do it. And they're sitting there, they're like, Mum, this girl's doing this, and they can't understand it either. But there's a lot of people their age that are like, oh, I'll just do this and I'll get that amount of money, and I'll go and get a boob job, and it means that I can become an OnlyFans, or I'll go and, the ones that are going on Love Island, they're spending 30 grand just to be accepted into Love Island to get all this money.
And this is something that I really don't like, is
Yeah.
all the surgery, cosmetic surgery. Now, I had a tear trough filler for a review and it ruined my eye, but
I
I'm
remember you
finally
saying
getting
that.
it fixed. She's going to dissolve the bit for me
Right.
in January, but I regret doing that so much. It were a review, I'd never have done it otherwise.
Yeah,
But all
same.
these young girls that feel like they have to have the teeth, they have to have
That's
the
it.
lips.
And they're starting doing it at 18, or they're starting planning at 18. I
Oh.
remember when I was at school, I never had a chest at school at all. It wasn't until I went on the pill later on and then started having kids, my boobs started growing. So I used to always say, oh, when I'm 18, I'm going to get a boob job. I mean, it was just something I said off the cuff. I never actually meant it, because I'm terrified of needles, I'm terrified of blood, and I don't like pain. So there was no way I was getting a boob job. But I think there should be, especially for like the lip fillers and the Botox and everything else, I think there should be a minimum age limit. They're
Yeah.
getting it because they're getting all these things, all this stuff put into their face
Don't know the
at
effect.
18, 19-year-old. And yeah, you don't know the effects, and
You
it's,
don't need it.
well, I know. Recently like that,
Yeah,
I tie my hair up tighter just to kind of pull the eyes up a bit.
I need to start. I am tempted. I've seen Gary Meikle, he's a comedian. He's just had his
Yeah,
neck
he
done.
stays about 5 minutes away from me.
It's making me bloody want it now. I'm like, he's influencing men. I'm
But did you
like,
not see the video with his wee granddaughter? And
what's that?
she was saying that he shouldn't have got it. She actually told him he looks older now that he's had the
Oh,
surgery.
bless him.
And he's
You
like,
know,
oh,
I'm all
thanks.
for it if it makes you feel better. I would love to have that done, but we're at an age where it's all right to start looking at things like
Yeah,
that. You know,
because
we're
we've
going
got
through.
all this and we've got all this, and
Yeah, we're
like I
getting
used to
this
smoke,
now.
so I've got one line here that you can tell it's from when I smoked. But yeah, it's
Bothering
definitely,
me. Yeah,
I know I'm the same. I'll do a video and I'm sitting, I'm going, I'll just hide my 25 chins.
it's awful. And just this and this.
Yeah,
But I'm gonna leave it and grow old gracefully.
that
But if I
I'm
win
the
lottery,
same. Me as
I'll be
well.
off.
Well, remember me, but no, I'll tell you a story about the lottery. So when I was 18,
Oh God.
I put the lottery on, and I used to work in the wee cafe in the local sports centre. And so I never finished till 11 o'clock at night. So I can, now you'll remember this because you're the same age as me, roughly. Well, you're a bit younger, but you're round about the same age. Teletext.
Yeah, I remember telling, I'm
Right, remember
44
teletext? And
February.
everybody used to book their holidays on teletext or whatever, and you would look up your lottery numbers instead of
And
looking it up on your
bamboozled.
phone. Instead of looking it up on your phone, you looked it up on teletext. So I've come in and I'm saying to my dad, Dad, going to get teletext up to check my lottery numbers. So he gets it up. Well, I'm running about screaming, I've won, I've won. And my dad's like, oh, shut up. Oh, my dad put up the Irish lottery, and I had the national lottery on. So all my numbers were on the screen, but for the Irish lottery. Oh, that's me. So then my uncle's like, you do realise that's your one and only chance of winning. I says, you do realise when I win, you're getting a call.
Isn't that awful though that your numbers actually
But you
came
know
out?
that way still to this day, I think, was I wrong? Was that actually the lottery and after I win that ticket? Because I've never won again.
Oh, you could win twice.
People have. I mean, there's a lot of people. It ruins, that's the thing, like that kind of money, the kind of money you would get back then, it ruined people. You obviously don't get as much now, and obviously house prices and things like that are a lot more now. So the
It
money
won't
that you
ruin
would
me.
think, yeah, massive.
Give
My
it to me,
youngest,
Sam.
he's like, he found out about paying taxes, and he came in to me and he went, what's this that we need to start paying taxes when we start working? And I'm like, So I explained to him what taxes and national insurance was, and he was like, no, I don't want to do that. He says, can you not pay my taxes for me? And I says, I can hardly pay my own blooming taxes, never mind pay yours as well. Oh,
Oh dear, they need to win lottery. You don't pay tax on
it.
that.
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, you'll need to win the lottery because if you're gifted money or if you win the money, you don't pay. He went, that's it, I'm going to do that. But then he started watching Breaking Bad and decided he's going to build a meth lab. This is the
Oh dear.
autistic brain, you know how it works. They just focus on something. He's like, that I'll get a wee meth lab going and I'll be a millionaire.
That'll
I
be
said,
me
I'll
next
also be in
week.
prison.
That'll be me next week. I think prison would be a break for me because it'd just be like rest on me own, no stress.
You get fed for free, you can watch
Structure.
telly, you've got your wee bed there, nobody can come in.
Routine.
Yeah. Nobody's going to come in and say you're making food.
Uniforms, you're not worrying about what you have to wear every
That's
day.
it. Yeah,
It's a lot of
everything.
positives for an
There is a
ADHD
bit, there's no men about.
Well, I don't know these days.
There is that, yeah, you never
Might get
know.
a few of them in there, ain't you?
You get a bit of everything everywhere, don't you? It's actually quite funny. So, are you going to take a break over Christmas or are you going to?
Conrad's taking me away. For the first
Oh.
time, we're going
I've
on
seen this, that's right.
a
I
ferry.
forgot about that. Do you know where you're going?
No, but I'm thinking it must be somewhere not that far away. And so
Right,
somewhere a
okay.
little bit, maybe like Paris or
Across
Rome, or
the
I don't know, somewhere like that. But I know that I'm going on a ferry and I know I have to sleep on it.
And is it just the two of you that are going?
Yeah.
That'll be good. Don't come back pregnant.
Don't say that. I've just started pill. I've just started mini pill. This is my first week.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking if I have a break from these weird, weird periods I'm having, they're all off at the
Well,
job.
I have, although I don't have sex because I'm single and I don't have time to blooming go and find a man to just tickle my fancy, you know.
Well, I'm married, so I don't. No, we do, we do.
But I've got the Merino coil. I've not had a period for my son's 18 and I had a break because I was going in for an operation in 2012. So I had a break for about 6 months for it from it. But apart from that, I've not had a period for all the years. But also it helps with menopause.
Yes, it's supposed to
So
be good though to have periods to get the chemicals out of your body though.
yeah, see, my mum keeps saying that to me as well, and I'm like, I don't want one of them, so I'm fine to keep the chemicals in my body.
My
Thank you very
friend
much.
told me to get the coil, and then I mentioned it on a live, and everyone were giving me all the horror stories of the coil. So I thought, oh no, best
I've
not.
only had one issue, and it was when my oldest, sorry, I got it when he was about 10 months old. But I do have a lot of gynecological problems anyway, and a lot of stomach
Oh, I
issues.
do. I've
So,
had all sorts dealt with.
I know it's great being female. I did say I wanted a sex change years and years ago, and I think I should have went ahead with But so I got the coil, and I kept getting infection after infection. So I just got rid of it, and then went on the pill. But the pill doesn't help with my migraines; it makes my migraines worse, and it makes me ill. So then I got
Yeah,
contraceptive injection, put on 3 stone. When I came off that, took 18 months for my periods to start back again. I was like, I just don't know what's going on with my body. Then when my youngest was born, I went said to the doc, can I just go back on the coil? Can I try? And he's like, that's fine. And I've not had a problem since, and that's like 18, well, just under 18 year.
Deal. Well, I'm rubbish with all contraception. I'm awful with all the pills, but mini pill, I'm not as bad. But with the other pill, that's both the combination, I used to feel sick all the time.
Yeah, I was like that.
Injection piled on weight, bled constantly the
Yeah,
whole
I
time.
was the same.
Injection. I had the implant,
No,
bled
see
awful.
that scares me. Not the actual not what it does to you, but it's the fact that everybody kept saying you feel it under your skin, and I'm like, no, not that's not for me.
Sorry, Bill, I got that out as soon as they'd let me take it out, that were off. So I've just started the mini pill again just to see if it helps a little bit with my perimenopause if I'm not having periods, because around my period, everything's just worse.
Well,
Everything, head pressure.
everybody thinks that when you're sort of starting menopause that your periods are less, but
They're
although
all off it.
I don't actually take a period, but I still get every other symptom apart from the actual bleed,
Yeah.
and I get it every 2 weeks.
Oh
Every
God.
2 weeks I am premenstrual, and I'm just, of course that's going to happen to me. I'm going to be that one person that gets it.
Well, my mum had the coil and she went through menopause and didn't even know she'd gone through it.
I will say, because they do say you can judge it on your mother's, from your mother's side of the family, so all the females.
Well, I know
My
I'm
mum's,
going through summit.
well, my mum's side, they had it really bad and they all went through it for like minimum 20 years. My mum used to faint with it because of the sweats. She'd turn around, she'd be lying on the floor. But I've been not too bad. Like, I do get sweats sometimes through the night, but they've definitely not been anywhere near as bad as what I thought they were going to be. My anger issues at the beginning were a bit, but once I went on HRT, that calmed down as well.
Well, I think I'm just starting with all, and my memory is horrendous.
Oh, yeah,
That's the worst bit.
nothing fixes that. That's what I said. I went from just my first excuse about my brain. In general, was because I was blonde. Then it was
Yeah.
baby brain. Now it's menopause. I've always got an excuse.
For me, I were actually scared that I was starting with dementia. I was so bad,
I thought I
like.
had a brain tumor.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, you do because you just can't remember anything, the words for things, people's names. My date of birth, I forgot my own date of birth.
I was slurring my words. My mum's friend, who's been in my life my full life, so she's more like family than just a friend. I couldn't remember her name. I could not. I could have told
That's
you where
horrible.
she lived, but I could not tell your name.
It's awful, isn't it? And you really feel like there's some of this is not just.
It's scary until you realise what it is, but it still is scary. Like sometimes when I'm doing counselling or coaching, or even like a podcast, and I start talking about something, and then
That's
my
my
mind just
word.
goes blank, and I'm like, "What was I just talking about there?"
Yeah, no,
Like,
same. It's hard as
yes.
well when you do lives
And
and
you feel
content.
rude as well. You feel rude towards the other person because you think they must be like, what's wrong with her? Like, is she not interested? But there's not much you can do. So, menopause,
Yeah.
IIH, and ADHD.
ADHD,
Listen,
depression and
you might as well
anxiety.
get one
And
from each
OCD.
department.
Got them all.
Try not get fibromyalgia or
Well, I have a
arthritis.
lot of pain
Or
anyway, but I thought I was getting arthritis. But I'm in the middle, I'm at the doctor's, I'm having some tests done. But all my bones hurt, my
yeah,
hips. I wake up in the middle of the night and I literally cannot turn over in bed. I can't go onto the other side. I
that's
mean,
me
I can.
now. It started my ankles when I was in my early 20s, but obviously, I'm high risk for osteoarthritis anyway because I had a really bad eating disorder. Then it went to my knees, then my hips, just everywhere. Then it's went to my elbows now, so I can't really carry it. My shoulders, and then now my hand's going to cramp. So if I hold a plate, excuse me, sorry, if I hold a plate, my hand's going to a spasm, and it's almost as if I'm going to drop. I can't dry my hair anymore. I've got
My hands are the worst bit.
it's awful. It is. It's really bad. So I can't even hold my hairdryer or my straighteners anymore. So I've got to just. I'm lucky because I've got a wavy hair anyway. So I just, once I come out of the bath, I've got to just throw my head over, put some mousse in it, and just let it dry itself because I can't do anything else. So
That's
once we come
great.
off here, I'll send you some photos. I've done a cupping session on my, no, the cupping massage on my shoulder. You see, if it would help, and it did. For the first time, and God knows, I was able to lift my hand. Like, that's as far as I can go. But I was able to get it right up, and it managed to go like that for 2 days, and now it's back. That's me. I'm just falling apart. I'm like, buying the lottery, I'll just get rebuilt.
I feel like I hit 40 and that everything just turned to shit.
It did.
Everything. My Facebook, my
Something.
life, my health.
Maybe this is just a wee stepping stone for us, and then 2025. I don't know. I've got a good
Yes.
feeling about 2025. I think 2025 is going to be the year that we all kind of get some normality
2025.
back in our lives.
Well,
Thanks.
we're going into this new world, aren't we, apparently, in the spiritual
Well,
sense.
yeah, but also, what do you think of all these drones and aliens and
I think
everything?
it's all true. I
Oh, do
believe in
you?
aliens.
Thank God, because my sons don't.
I watch Bashar and I've been listening to him for ages, and that he's saying within the next, I think it's 3 years now, they're going to be here, the Palladians.
Well, so part of the thing I'm going to talk about tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast with my friend. Why is this telling me upgrade? I've already upgraded. Don't know. This is saying it's going to cut in 10 minutes again. I swear to God. I've just paid for it. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that. And I think, do you know, like, you've had all these evolutions. So you've had like the dinosaurs, the cavemen.
Yeah.
I think aliens are the next evolution.
I don't think there is aliens. We're all alien to each other.
Yeah.
I'm very spiritual, so I believe we're all one consciousness. We're all one. We're all one energy. There's just different planets, different universes, different types of living beings. Yeah, we're humans. They're not humans, but we're both aliens to each other.
Yeah,
And I
no, I
don't
get
think there's
that.
I think they're meant to evolve us and
Yeah.
help us come out of this very negative, dark phase that the world is in at the moment. Don't get me started, I'm
Hope
nuts.
so. Well, we'll need to do another one then. We'll need to do another podcast about the aliens because I'm telling you, yeah,
Yeah.
I
Oh, they're
definitely
here.
am
They're here
thinking.
already.
Yeah, I said because my name's Alien, but obviously a lot of young ones say alien because they can't say it. And I say, I'm going to open my door one day and they're going to think that I'm one of them because of my name. And I think it's my postman, but my postman's actually an alien. I said, and then he'll just, it'll be like 80, he'll just get his wee finger out and peg me, and I'm going to birth an alien.
You know, if they took me out, if they took me to another planet now, I'd be thinking, well, it wouldn't shock me.
Better than the last one.
Yeah. I bet you're nicer than them blooming twats down there.
Definitely. Just don't get us on TikTok, we'll be
Some of
fine.
them comments, my God, there is always one, no matter what you do in this life. You could be giving everything away for free constantly, and someone would still be moaning. You always get. One, you review a product, there's always an expert that tells you you're doing it wrong. There's always someone there
I
to
know, and I keep
bring
saying, like, everybody maybe looks at it from a different angle. So, like, just because you say one
down.
thing and they say something else doesn't mean either of you are wrong or somebody's the other person's more right or whatever else. Like, everybody can have their own opinion, just leave it at that. But
Yeah.
anyway, I am going to
Terrible.
let you get back to your family because I think I've stressed you enough.
Yeah, it stressed me.
But
I just
have
hope I've spoke enough about stuff because I went
Oh,
off
of
on a
course.
tangent.
But that's what I said, sure. I was like, it's slowly back. I don't make it like every some of the podcasts. I watched one on TikTok, not just 2 minutes of it on TikTok today, and it was very kind of robotic. And I was like, no, I can't do that because that's so uncomfortable. But yeah, have a lovely Christmas. Enjoy your new
Thank
year. Can't wait to see
you.
your new
You too.
content. But you're welcome to come back on again anytime.
I will, that's fine.
It'll
Thank
be
you.
fun, and hopefully things go a bit better technology wise.
I feel like everything's a lot better than it was, so we just keep moving forward now.
2025 is going to be the best year yet. That's what we just need to keep thinking.
Yes, and I hope you have a really nice Christmas. Thank you for
Very
asking me
much.
to come on.
I'm glad you came on. I'm more privileged than you, so
Oh, don't be silly.
that's
Both the same, we're all one.
That's it. Well, sometimes I think I think I'm just a happy one. But
Anyway,
go and enjoy the rest of your night, and I will speak to you soon.
you too. See you
Thanks.
later.
Bye.